Well, we are located at JED Insurance, and that means this is the special edition spring cleaning of Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. That means John Dustin's right beside me to make sure I don't make any mistakes. Welcome, John.
Jeff, great to be here, and I look forward to talking to Dennis about his system to move on from a business or buy a new business.
Well, then I'm going to introduce him. We're going to do my best. Dennis Mezerinsky, President ROI Corporation. Close enough?
Close.
Tell us about ROI.
ROI Corporation is a business brokerage firm. We have about 8-9 brokers. We have a location in New Hampshire, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Georgia. So we operate in the East Coast. 7 to 8 brokers in the company. Everybody has their own specialty. What we do is we help clients buy, sell, value their business.
So,
so when the time comes, call ROI.
So springtime, I'm a business owner. I'm stuck. I might want to go do something else. How are you going to help me?
Well, a great question. Well, helping in terms of business transition takes a little bit longer than just this one season of spring cleaning. You've got to be able to prepare for your financials. You've got to be able to prepare your paperwork and business for the sale. Sometimes it's kind of too late when you're starting to think, I need to spring clean now so I can sell. It's a little bit, maybe a little bit too late. Some things you need to think about is, of course, financials. Financials have to be clean. The bookkeeping has to be done properly. Your taxes have to be filed. There's just simple things that have to be done that sometimes we see all kinds of things just not really prepared well enough for the transition. And of course, different steps of life, I always suggest prepare 2 years in advance at least, because it does take long time to transition. Our sales cycles are incredibly long.
What size businesses are you dealing with so that they understand that cycle?
So we deal with all size of businesses. In terms of a gross revenue size, I would say anywhere from as little as 500,000 to as large as 20 million. So it's kind of a large range. It's tough to go by gross sales because gross sales are really deceiving.
Yes.
But profit's what counts.
Profit what counts, yeah, for sure.
That's what people buy, right?
That's what they want.
The income.
That's exactly right.
If you're going to buy a business, you want to buy income. You don't want to buy cash flow.
Yeah, well, from different perspective. If you're a strategic buyer, then you maybe want
client list.
Exactly. So there's all kinds of things.
So talk about the current market. Everybody loves to talk to me about this current market. It's been pretty sizzling the last couple of years.
Oh, it's booming right now.
Right.
So it's great to be in business brokerage.
Open that up and explain that to us and explain, you know, what you think's going on and why owners of companies need to consider selling now versus 2 years from now.
Yeah, well, the cycles usually within 10, 11, 12 year cycles, booms and busts usually. Right now, banks are lending. It's really not easy. But it's doable to do a loan with the SBA loan with a 10 to 15% down payment, which is unheard of ever before. And banks are really lending the money. So it's a really good economy as well. So if you're a seller now, if you're thinking of selling, it's going to take a little bit of time to get things going and prepare. So you better start now before the cycle goes down again. So if you missed the opportunity, then you're going to have to wait another 5-6 years before you're actually able to achieve the valuations that are happening now.
And elaborate a little on the 5 steps that you talk about.
Yeah, so we have a step system where we first prepare the business for sale. So we look at the financials. Then we prepare what's called the CBM, a business memorandum. So we get all the financials together. Then we market the company, and our idea is to be able to bring multiple offers to the table that will elevate the sales price of the business. So there's a lot of different ways of getting things done. Of course, negotiating the purchase and sales asset purchase agreement is a key. Key employee agreements is also a part of it as well. And of course, the closing, which is the most exciting part of any transition.
And it's interesting, a lot of businesses start down this process and you ask them, have you signed a non-disclosure? No. Do you have a valuation ready? No. Are those things that ROI would assist the person looking to transition?
Yeah, so the first step is really to do a proper valuation of the company. If you don't know where you are, you really can't understand where you're going. If you're thinking of maybe potential sale within the next 2-3 years, it's a really good idea to understand where you are currently located in terms of sales. You know, there's a lot of seller remorse that we have to deal with, and that's part of being a a broker is you have to make sure that there's a motivation for the seller to sell. Without the motivation, really there's nothing you really can do. There's a lot of the times that, you know, the seller has been spending 20, 30 years running the company. It's really tough to let go.
It's their baby.
It's their baby.
Absolutely.
Now, there's a lot of people who are in the business of selling businesses. What do you feel really makes you, makes your differentiator?
Yeah, well, definitely is my experience. I've run, I've operated, bought, sold businesses myself. I have extensive experience in the transition. Our company has really extensive knowledge in any respect, and so we work as a team. We have a evaluator on staff. We are able to do a lot of different things as a company that individual broker might not be able to do. We also have a niche market where a lot of business brokers do a lot of Main Street businesses, and then there are a lot of investment bankers, they do businesses that are more in the 20 and up million-dollar businesses. We really satisfy the niche where we actually understand how to transition businesses that might not be in the Main Street business as you typically call a business broker. So somewhere between a business broker and an investment banker, where there's really a niche of companies that have to be satisfied.
That middle market is probably underserved because you don't have large returns and, you know, net income, and I'm sure that requires a lot of additional work to prepare for the sale.
Yeah, a lot of those businesses really cannot afford to spend monthly fees for investment banking that we charge, and a typical business broker really doesn't understand how to take a company of this size up to the market and actually transition it successfully. So we really satisfy that niche.
Are there certain industries do you think are more susceptible to selling in this particular market than others?
Well, any recurring revenue businesses are great. Right now, home health companies have been really, really great. There's just enormous opportunity for home health industry as a whole. That a lot of people are retiring. There's a lot of need for it. So definitely, there's some industries that are good, some industries that are not. The more recurring revenue businesses that you have, the better of a multiple that you might get.
In along that theme, in the spring cleaning idea, what businesses really should be reaching out to you that are, you know, they're okay, I'm on the fence here, but I'm, you know, my industry's mature, I'm not sure what, when should they pull the trigger to call you?
You know, I think if they're thinking about it, they should be calling us. It really takes a long time to prepare and understand where you want to be. There are different scenarios that we work with. I've seen the sellers wait till last minute, and unfortunately, that's really not the great way
to fire sale.
Yeah, it's just not really a great idea to handle it. So I think for us, it's great that we have, you know, a year, 2 year in advance. That way, we can advise the client of this is what you need. This is how many advisors you need to advise. Maybe you need to get a CPA. Maybe you need to work on your books. Maybe you need to hire sales. Maybe you need to fire some people. Maybe you need to sell some of your equipment. Maybe you need to redo. There's a lot of things that you need to do. In terms of spring cleaning, I think more of a manufacturing and wholesale maybe companies need to think about spring cleaning where they have inventory. A lot of the issues is if you have excess amount of inventory. In any transaction, a typical buyer would assume normalized inventory would be included with the transaction. So if you have really enormous amount of inventory, you need to think about, well, how do I lower my inventory down? And if you come to us and we need to sell the business now, we might not be able to advise you on this journey that you need to lower your inventory first before we take to the market. So there's a lot of things. But I think if I would point one thing out, it would be financials. Financials needs to be in order. Any potential buyer looking at
clean.
The company, they need to be clean. There's the tax return need to be filed, and everything needs to be done before you think about
no hiccups or the buyer gets nervous.
Yeah, the buyer gets nervous and the banks get nervous too. And I mean, everybody gets nervous. I mean, usually it's a lot of debt that the buyer's undertaking. There's a lot of risk buyers undertaking. So, you know, the diligence needs to be done. There's no way of hiding things out.
And when you say clean, you mean like not have multiple family cars on the expense sheet?
Not the boat.
Yeah, you got to get the boat off.
Right? Yeah, yeah,
the boat's got to go.
The boat's got to go.
Yeah. Dennis, and you can really do it with just 1 week. You got to actually prepare in advance if you...
It can't look like it's your private cookie jar anymore.
Yeah, not anymore. And the bank's really the problem. Maybe the buyer is able to think about it and understand that, those are non-essential expenses. The bank's most likely is not really going to care.
Dennis, if someone wants to find you or ROI Corporation, how would they do that?
We're in every single social media channel. We're online. We're by phone. We're available 24 hours.
And what's the phone number?
My phone number is 617-869-0552. That's my cell phone. Welcome to call.
And you're connected to the Radio Entrepreneurs LinkedIn as well?
Of course.
Good man.
And I just followed it on Twitter as well. So.
Oh, good. Ooh. Good. And, don't forget JED Insurance. I know you're connected with John Dustin, correct?
Exactly.
Right. John, thank you for hosting us.
No, this was great. Thank you, Jeff.
Right.